we're doing is more than tripling what we call our weekend backpack program, and it uses a number of different partners in the community. You know, we've got MVP and CEFQ and the Schenectady Foundation, Price Chopper, and a number of other groups who contribute volunteers and money, and then the folks who do a lot of the real labor around it, the City Mission and the food bank, working to put pallets and pallets of food together into about 750 backpacks, getting them packed up during the middle of the week, delivered to schools, and we put them into kids' hands on Friday afternoon, so that kids who are our hungriest kids, kids who are in the most precarious of situations in terms of food insecurity, are able to go home with a few good meals for the weekend. They go home with a loaf of bread, some peanut butter and jelly, some granola bars, some cans of soup. The makeup of the backpack varies each week, but they're able to get 6 to 10 meals out of the backpack. So it's good for them. Maybe a sibling. It certainly assists the family as a whole every weekend.
Is this funded by the school district or just donations from outside?
It's really a donation-funded venture. Now the school, as a school district, we contribute some effort. We have employees who, who volunteer some of their time. We've got teachers who assist, with the management of the program within the school. We've got O&M guys who assist with, transporting things. Our food service company, Whitson's, donates, time to do these things. But, primarily, the money for this, what it costs in order to, pay for the food and get those, get the actual costs up and running, that's donated. That's either coming through, corporate partners or individual donors.
What happens to a student who comes to school on a Monday morning not having eaten well over the weekend? What is their performance like? What is their attitude like?
Well, we really see a couple of different things with hunger, and so there's this that notion of short-term hunger and what that does. If you or I, or one of our kids goes without breakfast or goes without a few meals over the weekend, that kind of hungry can create, a lack of focus with kids. It can create irritability. They can be anxious, have a really difficult time focusing. That child's going to have some behavioral difficulties during the day, probably a very, very low level or tolerance for frustration. And so we'll see some behavioral outbursts as they're asked to do some work and they're really not able. The really big part that we see why food insecurity is such a big deal is we don't see, that as our main concern. The main concern is that we're looking at kids who are going through that level of hunger all the time. We've got, probably close to 2,000 kids in the district who I would say are in a situation where, the notion of food insecurity is at a crisis level. And when you think about kids experiencing that level of anxiety on a constant basis, you end up with much more serious mental health issues. And so those kids end up not just with anxiety, but that anxiety turns into depression and in many instances, post-traumatic stress disorder, because that stress is chronic and toxic. And for little kids, it has the same effect as trauma does.
This may strike some people as strange because all of the attention these days is on getting kids to eat healthy, to avoid the candy, to avoid obesity. We're told our children are overweight at an alarming rate, but this would indicate that's not always the case, that kids sometimes just don't have enough.
Yeah, there's a real paradox there. It's really difficult sometimes to get your heads wrapped around it. There is a notion of students just not having enough to eat. There's also, at the same time in these neighborhoods, not having the right food to eat. Right. So we know in urban neighborhoods, grocery stores are very uncommon. And so where most of these families are, you know, if they don't have a place to shop for food that's within walking distance, the likelihood of them getting there is very low. And so the places where they can buy food near them really tend to sell, you know, the unholy trifecta of foods, right? Sugar, fat, and salt. And so, you know, what really struck me is, you know, a need around this is when I saw kids coming to school eating, and what I saw them eating for breakfast were bags of chips, you know, Bugles or Sun Chips or Doritos or something like that. And, you know, are kids getting some things to eat? You know, quite often they are. They're not sure where it's coming from, you know, which is what creates that anxiety. And the stuff that they do end up eating are, you know, not the kinds of things that contribute to good health, but the kinds of things that do lead them down that road towards type 1 diabetes.